This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that he helped broker a 72-hour ceasefire in Sudan. Meanwhile, VOA's Cindy Sain tells us more about the ongoing evacuation process for several countries, including the U.S., during the ceasefire.
At the State Department, VOA asked Secretary Blinken how many Americans remain in Sudan and what their options are. Blinken said exact numbers are not available, and the U.S. is trying to help private U.S. citizens join convoys organized by other countries.
We do know, of course, the number of Americans who have registered with us and with whom we're in very active touch, communication. And of those, I would say some dozens have expressed an interest in leaving.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Russia has threatened to scrap an initiative.
Prosecutors say the Proud Boys were ready for...
that enables the safe export of grain from Ukrainian Black Sea ports to world markets. That threat comes as a group of seven leading industrial nations warned they may impose more sanctions, a near-total ban on all exports to Russia.
Ukraine is the world's fifth biggest producer. Around 28 million tons of grain have been exported under the deal since July. Experts warn its termination could have a devastating impact amid a global food crisis. Ian Mitchell is from the Center for Global Development.
If the Black Sea deal isn't renewed and Ukraine can't export, then I expect to see, you know, food commodity prices to increase substantially again.
Russia had already said last month